Welcome to the Urban Engine Podcast, propelling ideas forward.
Hey guys, welcome to Urban Engine Podcast number 16. I'm Matt McClellan. I'm here with Kevin Fernandez and Tony Eberhardt. Say hello, guys.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, excited to be here.
Such a great afternoon. Kevin and I just got done talking about something really cool in episode 15. So please, if you haven't listened to that one yet, go back and give it a listen. But so we had our speaker series event last week with Alicia Ryan from LSYNC. And something she said really sunk weight with us. And I want to quote it for you guys here. She said, "Every part of your life matters, and don't be afraid to take the jobs at the bottom." And we were just talking about this, and you mentioned a really cool quote, Kevin. What was that quote?
Yeah, I was recently reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad probably for the fifth time. And what I love about that book, it talks about don't work to earn, work to learn, especially in your early years. You know, I believe that it's extremely important thinking in the long run, what is this job or opportunity going to get me? Because again, a lot of times a job is a temporary solution to a long-term problem. We may want to build a business or a brand or do something, but we need money right now. So how can we make sure that both are taken care of? And that goes back to what Alicia mentioned, you know, like don't be afraid to take the job that it's that you need in order to get to the next level.
Well, and it's always an opportunity for education, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting, too, that quote, that piece of advice that Alicia had to share was in response to a question she received from someone who was in the audience that night, who had asked if you had any advice to give to your younger self, what would that be? Mm-hmm. And it was that quote where she was saying, use your time, especially in your youth, as you're starting out in your career, to learn as much as you can. And don't worry about all the time that you may or may not have to be successful and realize the different things that you want to have in your career. Focus on every opportunity to build your knowledge.
Well, and I mean, have you ever gone into the perfect job scenario anyways? You're like, this is it. Like, this is the one that I was wanting. And like, you felt like it was everything that you deserved at the time. Mm. I've never done that.
I have convinced myself plenty of times that that was the situation. Right. And I can tell you that the more sure that I was, the more of an epic failure the situation ended up being.
Okay. And why was that?
I think you just, you know, I will speak for myself and say that especially if you're someone who, once they are committed to something or get something in my head or your head about it, it's 110% in. And if you don't keep your mind open to all the different kinds of opportunities, especially learning opportunities, and you get it in your head that like something's going to be perfect and it's going to lead you from step A to step B because you're going to learn about all these things that you just know, you really box yourself in. And we find that you have to be flexible regardless of the situation that you're walking into. So if you think that you know that any kind of opportunity or potential experience is going to be based on certain facts that cannot change, you are going to be setting yourself up for disappointment because they will change. They will be different than what you think.
Yeah, absolutely. And there will probably be things that you don't know that you're stepping into that you just have not learned before, right? So you're going to have to educate as you go. And so, but you know, I think the main thing here in this message is my microphone is slowly dropping.
Slowly dripping in front of you. Sorry.
I think the main thing here is that, you know, so many people think that they're above an opportunity. But it's exactly what we were just talking about. And, you know, you get to learn with every opportunity. And I think some of the best learning lessons, the best learning lessons are those that maybe you don't expect. And they probably come from the jobs that you thought you were too good for, you know. But I can tell you, even from the very first days at KFC, which was my first job ever, there were plenty of things that I learned there that carried forward for me.
Kevin, what was your first job?
I was a cashier at a supermarket at 16 years old in high school. Yeah. So that was not the most exciting job. It was not a fun job at all. But you know, it was. I learned to be pleasant to people and deal with difficult people.
And that's what I was about to say. Is like you weren't always so well put together, right? Like you were a little jerk kid before this job, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. And so you learned how to be respectful and polite and be somewhat professional at least, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And then, I mean, getting into the insurance business, like, I was this introvert. I'm still introverted because I like to have my own time by myself to recharge and whatnot, but I was not outgoing. I did not like going out and talking to people. I mean, it was draining to me. So going from that to be able to learn sales and marketing, that is a skill that no matter what I decide to do later in my life, it's always going to help me, because every business needs someone who can help with sales and marketing. So I just think that that's a skill that it was a, I didn't get into the insurance business to become great at sales and marketing. It just was part of the training, you know? So that's a great skill that I'm glad not I have now. But on the same token, I mean, like, if I ever have a kid, they're going to get a sales job right out of college, because I just feel like that is just such a great learning experience. And it's about learning what you need to learn early in life. Even if you're going to go work for a nonprofit, then you know you really have to sell, because raising funds is probably the hardest sale you have to make.
Absolutely. Well, and I think even if they don't get that sales job right out of college, mm-hmm. and they go to work in the retail environment, they're still going to learn to sell in that environment. I mean, we were taught to sell even at Taco Bell back in the day, mm-hmm. taught to upsell menu items, right? Mm-hmm. And to try to add to that ticket and make suggestions. And a lot of times those suggestions, you know, were something that someone really wanted to try. They just didn't know to act on it, maybe, or weren't aware of it, mm-hmm. you know, at that time. And so we put those things into perspective and gave them a little extra bonus on what they're taking home with them. And then we made some extra sales as a company from it as well, right? Mm-hmm. And those are just little things that we learned over time. But I think that, yeah, I mean, every single job, there were certain characteristics, and every opportunity, period, there were certain characteristics that were carried forward. Like school, for example, you know, going for industrial design and product design, you study a lot of things from ergonomics to graphic design to branding, a lot of research principles. Every single piece of that have I carried forward with me through my career. I remember conducting surveys right before I even opened my first business in the gym, person to person, trying to learn. And that was something that I wouldn't have probably never thought about before. But, you know, we went through school and we did so much research and so many surveys where we tried to get information before we start developing a product or designing a product, right? Mm-hmm. And that's just that necessary skill moving forward. Ergonomics still, it's one of those things when I think about it on a daily basis. I literally just revamped my home office last week and I got a standing desk, because I like to stand a lot when I work, and it made a lot more sense to me to have a desk that was built for that function rather than trying to find surfaces that were at the right level. Because inevitably, when I find a countertop that's not, suddenly my arms are laid down top, my shoulders are all shrugged, and I'm uncomfortable, and I realize I'm getting a crick in my neck. And, you know, whereas if I look at the ergonomics of that situation, I know what that ideal reach is and where my arm should be and what the height should be for the keyboard, things like that. I mean, all these principles you can carry forward. Tony, mm-hmm. what were some interesting lessons you learned early on?
Oh, my. So similarly to you, Matt and Kevin, my first jobs were basically, you know, retail customer experience. I can remember the day that my dad came into my bedroom when I was in high school and I was late to my swim team practice. And he said, you know, in swim team in the summer, you are there at like 5:15 a.m. And he was like, "You're not up. Why aren't you up? Get up." And I was like, "I don't want to be on the swim team anymore." And he was like, "Time to get a job." He's like, "You're either going to swim or you're going to work, but you're not laying around my house all summer." And so that was a great lesson in discipline, which I think has everything to do with success in business, whether you work for someone or you're for yourself. And I think, you know, I was like 15 years old and I went to go get a work permit so that I could go work at the pool, right? And then ultimately decided I wanted to be on the swim team. But, you know, hard work too are lessons that I learned early on. I loved that, like, you know, $10 an hour wage that I was getting. I loved being able to buy myself things and not rely on my parents for things. And the more hours that I put in, the higher that paycheck went up, which sounds, you know, it's easy math, but, you know, for me, that was the reward. Mm-hmm. And I liked being able to have that freedom. And so, you know, I think over time that translated to experience building. And I mentioned this, before we got the podcast rolling, but I worked a lot even when I was in college. I can remember being a full-time student, and the college I went to was year-round. And there was one year that I had like five different jobs that year. Some of them paid me basically nothing and I just learned a lot. And then others were like work studies where I was showing up and just getting one of those like pay-to-play work checks. But I carried that through me even through my early career when I started, you know, I got my first real big person job working as a civil servant for the government. I was bored as shit. Just wanted to keep learning. I wasn't fulfilled in what I was doing all day, every day. So I literally popped on Craigslist and I looked for people who just wanted help in branding and marketing and go to market strategy. And you know what? There was a really low risk there, but I got to learn a lot. And now that I'm, you know, in the role that I am in right now, those experiences have been critical to me being able to do what I can to advise others on their go-to-market and branding strategies. And I didn't even know I was helping startups start up at the time. I was just learning, and I didn't get paid for those things, but they've stuck with me over time. So I would just, you know, if anything, really encourage, like, it drives me nuts when people expect to be compensated really high in for things that they have never done before. When you can earn so much more for doing those things as a learning experience.
Yeah. And I think that as you're learning too, you're also learning what you don't want to do, which you just touched on, right? Mm-hmm. Because I when you said that about the government job, it just made me think back to this data entry company that I did that was like heads up data entry for these accident reports for Texas. And they were scanned in and would jump around to the fields and you would enter it in. And the faster you could type, the more money you'd make, because that's how many you would get done per hour. And it was the worst job ever that I never went back to. I just walked out one day and never came back.
Yeah. But also, like, for me, when I graduated college in 2010, it was pretty dope that I didn't have to move back in with my parents.
Yeah.
Like a lot of my peers had to at that time because of what was going on with the economy. And I worked my ass off, even though I was really bored. Like, I worked from 6 o'clock in the morning till 4 o'clock, and then I had a commute in DC traffic, and then I would go home and I would do the paid internship thing that I was just talking about, because it was about making sure that I was taking care of myself, but also building myself professionally in the ways that I wanted to. And our listeners have probably picked up on the fact by now that I'm not as well read, and I don't consume as much books or media around professional development as some of our guests and co-hosts here. I, though, am always listening and learning and trying to do new things. And I learn by failure, and I learn by talking to people, and I always have. So, you know, I think it's just doing it, whatever mm-hmm. it is that you want to do. Find a way to learn. Be humble and say, I don't know how to do this, but I want to learn. Can I try?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and months ago when we actually had our speaker series with David Beer, he talked about actually starting in the movie industry as a working behind the counter, popping popcorn, you know, and worked up to a managing partner of Monaco Pictures before they exited to Cinemark. And I think that's a complete, you know, that's the perfect attestment to not being able to take the jobs at the bottom. But, you know, the so many skill sets that we've mentioned here, and these just couple things are tremendous, guys. And it comes in every opportunity. It's not just the jobs at the bottom. It might be the classes at the bottom too, if you're in school, mm-hmm. Because those suck. I mean, we all know they suck, but I promise mm-hmm. you, we learned something in all of them. Whether you like it or not. Now, I don't know about American history. I don't think I learned a thing in there, to be honest with you. But,
same.
But, you know, like, I even in the earlier days, you know, learning to deal with adversity has mm-hmm. been something that I'm always continually learning more about. But I remember getting my first big dose of it working for CompUSA back in the day. You know, I was focused primarily on Apple sales and anything else in the store. Let's be honest, we sold everything. But, mm-hmm. You know, I remember hitting it off with one corporate client here locally and making a really good sale and feeling great about it. And like, I made such a big sale, they let me like go do the install myself, and I royally screwed up. I mean, like, royally screwed up. Like I think they lost data because of me screwed up. And I remember being panicked after that. And like, you know, I went from this feeling of like, I had it all figured out. I finally started doing the sales that I knew I was capable of. And I did not cover my bases, you know? And I remember the manager later, you know, being like, Matt, if you get in a situation like this, you have to ask for help.
Yeah.
You know, and so it was not only a lesson in learning to deal with adversity, but not being so damn independent all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, learning to ask for some advice along the way and some help to get things done. And, you know, those are just lessons that you can't put a price on. Like, you know, that you can put a price on what school cost you, but not on the value that it provided you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, too, that, you know, the only time in the last, I don't know how many years of my life, where I like literally stopped working out for a while because I was so busy, was my summer op for industrial design in 2007. Hmm. And, you know, that was just that crazy busy summer. I know we've talked about it before, but it was so many hours. But that's where I really learned what, like, what I was capable of and how I liked to operate, too. Like, I am not the, you know, study a little bit every night before the test kind of guy. I will never be that guy. I will be the guy that the night before the test will be cramming for that test and will somehow pull it out. But that's just the way that I operate. And, you know, fast forwarding to now, looking at MBA programs a couple months ago and trying to decide if that was a good opportunity for me, Nate had mentioned the Alt MBA from Seth Godin. And when I looked at it, that was a 1 month cram session of, like, literally day and night for 31 days to come out of this program. I was like, that's how I operate. Like, that's one of those things I learned back then, is that I am much better in that cram session, that intensity scenario, rather than I am that long, drawn out, you know, learn a little bit here and there for the test kind of guy.
Yeah, I cannot cram. Like, for me, it's almost like if I'm coming up against the deadline, I'm like blacked out. I'm not consuming any new information. So I've always just had to like go to the classes and try to be present.
Yeah. You know, and we've had several people in our entrepreneurial community here in Urban Engine. I remember one about a year and a half ago, he had an opportunity and he had a really cool startup, was doing cool things here in the community, but he had an opportunity to go work for Johnson & Johnson. And I remember sitting down with him and being like, man, you have to take this opportunity because you are still so young, and while you've got a good thing going here, and I think you can just put the pedal down and go with it. I think that opportunity with Johnson & Johnson, you will learn so much that will carry you lifelong, mm-hmm. with some benefits, with some network, mm-hmm. And that is well worth putting this on pause for just a little while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
And even later in life, right? I'm sure you guys have seen the movie, The Pursuit of Happiness, right? I love the movie, Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith. And it's based on a true story.
Can't imagine why you don't do any cold calls, right?
I mean, it's just such a phenomenal movie, because here he was, this guy who bought these machines that he was going to sell, that was going to be his business. So he was a salesman. And then he decided to get an internship. Later in life, right? How many people would not take an internship because that's beneath them? They need to get paid. They're worth this and worth that. And even his wife's mindset was, oh, an internship, you're going backwards. And he was like, no, I'm not going backward, because I'm going to learn what it takes to have my own stock brokerage business. And he did that. He lost his wife in the way. I mean, like, it was a tough situation. But he took that job later in life to learn how to do this business later down the road. And he ended up selling a portion of his company for millions of dollars, right? So here's this guy who was a salesperson that was already doing certain things in his life and decided to, you know what, I'm gonna take a slight turn in my life, gonna go learn what I wanna learn so that I can do what I wanna do for the rest of my life. I mean, too many people are just so obsessed with, this is what I need to get paid right now, and not looking in the long term. And that's what I think. That's why so many people are just living paycheck to paycheck. They're not really looking at the long term.
Yeah. And when I think about that story, and I like that movie a lot too, Kevin, I think about mm-hmm. that movie. I love Will Smith, actually. Can we like have a moment yes. of like respect for Will Smith at this moment? Because he's just so legit. But yeah, Pursuit of Happiness is great. And I think that there's something to be said too for taking control of your own life. Mm-hmm. And that usually has risks associated with it. So whether you're on the cusp of trying to decide whether you want to quit your day job and start something mm-hmm. new, or just change your career path, you've got to really just commit, be humble, and say, I can succeed if I'm willing to learn. And that may mean taking, you know, an internship later in life, mm-hmm. or, you know, I know earlier you guys were talking about giving back and professional experiences, like joining a board and getting exposure to different things that are going on that you maybe didn't know about. But it's so powerful, and the ripple effect that taking control of your life and your career can have over your like well-being is so important. But it usually means that you've got to like drop the ego and say, I've got to start from scratch. How am I gonna make this happen? And the pursuit of happiness is a really good example of how well that can go.
Right. I mean, like, I have the mindset that if there is someone who's living life at the level that I want to live, the way that I see my life in 10, 20 years, and they're already doing it, and they're doing the industry that I want to be, I will take a pay cut to go work for that person and learn from that person, literally to be their executive assistant. I don't care what you call me. Just put me next to that person day and night just to consume everything that they say, their mindset, how they do it. I'm going to do it because that's much more powerful and much more it's a better deal than getting an extra $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a year from somewhere that you hate and it's not going to take you where you want to go.
Yeah, and I think that above, you know, skill set and learning too, you know, happiness comes in some of those lower jobs too. You know, I recently told a buddy of mine, you know, he's done really well for himself in the engineering field, but he hates his job. Mm-hmm. I mean, hates it. And, you know, is traveling to Yuma, Arizona all the time, which if you don't know much about it, there's not a lot out there. And, you know, I told him the other day, I was like, look, man, find a job that you enjoy doing what you're doing, you know, and you'll be so much happier. You can always make more money. And I think it's the same message that I would send to people that are considering job opportunities based on being lower beneath their standard is you can always make more money. You can go to another job and make more money tomorrow. You can find something. But, you know, you can't always find those opportunities for skills and learning everywhere. And I think that's the most important thing, you know, you just touched on. If you find that person that has that skill set that you desire or is where you want to be in 10, 15, 20 years, you know, that's where you need to focus your energy because that's where you're going to gain the most. And it's not going to be the monetary gain you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Matt, you gave me some great advice the other day, too. That was a great reality check for me. And so I want to pay it forward by mentioning it on the podcast today of similarly along the lines of taking control of your life or doing a career change. It's really up to you and you don't have to wait to do those things. So maybe it's not just about money earned or not earned that's on the table. It's about you're a person that is absolutely tired of spending 70 hours a week either in the air or at work and you don't get to see your kids. Okay, well, make a change that allows you to spend time with your kids. Or maybe you're somebody who wants to travel the world and you feel tied to your desk and you have to be there every single day. And so you can't physically get on a plane because you don't have the leave or whatever. Okay, well, guess what? It might be time to change your job and start thinking about a savings plan so that you can make smaller trips. And we were talking about that the other day, Matt, and it really made me think. I'm not somebody that has FOMO over travel right now in my life, but anyone who knows me knows how important it is that I spend time with my kids. And so deliberately having to like say, no, Kevin, you asked me to go to a meeting with you this morning and my FOMO was so strong. But before bed last night, I just, you know, had to say it's going to be more important for me to spend time with my children this morning because I may not see them later in the day. And sometimes those decisions have real consequences, but if it ultimately leads to your happiness as a person, I can almost guarantee that you'll be more successful professionally.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You can't, I mean, it is true what they say that you cannot put a price on happiness. And I think that, and guys, we'll just wrap it up right there.
Yeah.
Thank you again, Kevin. I appreciate you coming out.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Glad to have you as
had a blast.
Co-host here.
Yeah. Thanks, so. Kevin. It's good to spend time with you.
Oh, thank you.
All right, guys. See you next time.
Bye.